This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Many fruit trees can be successfully grown in Kansas, but success starts with thoughtful planning and preparation, including selecting the right varieties for your region's conditions. For the March K-State Garden Hour, Rebecca McMahon, Extension Local Food System Program Administrator, and Anthony Reardon, Johnson County Horticulture Small Farms Agent, discuss the best fruit tree selections for Kansas, varieties to be on the lookout for, and how to plant and care for them. Anthony, first off, when it comes to fruit tree selection, what are some of the primary considerations?
Well, specifically when it comes to Kansas, there's such a vast environment that you're working with. On the west side, we're very drought-stricken, we're very dry, very windy. There's a lot of considerations as you move eastward, and you have pretty much the exact opposite conditions, right? So there's a lot of, just different factors to take into consideration when it comes to fruit selection, but hardiness is going to obviously be your biggest one.
In terms of the planting process, what are some things that we need to keep in mind?
Specifically when it comes to fruit trees, it's very similar to planting normal trees, but there are some nuances to it, right? You're trying to optimize fruit production in general. So you're going to need to be protecting your grafts to your tree. You're going to need to be taking protective measures so that the tree is optimizing its nutrients at the right time of year, and it's not putting them towards the wrong things. Generally, when it comes to spacing and when it comes to fruit trees in particular, you're going to want as much maintenance space as possible without exposing the tree to, environmental conditions. So it still needs to be a little bit protected, but you still need to have that space to get in there and do the work.
In terms of caring for the trees, what needs to be done once they've been planted?
Pruning is a very big factor to take into consideration with your fruit trees. This time of year, while the trees are dormant and not frozen, is actually the time of year to be pruning your fruit trees. That is because they're not going to essentially notice being pruned at this time of year because they are dormant. But if you were to, say, prune them while they were not dormant, their nutrients would be allocated towards foliage production instead of fruit production. You want all those nutrients going towards the fruit.
When it comes to the pruning process, are there things that we need to take into account? Are we looking for branches that are crossed, or what are we really looking for?
Yeah, you want to first look for any dead wood. Never remove anything more than 30% of your live wood, because if you do anything more than that, you're going to be stressing out your tree. But cross branches, branches that are damaged, anything that may be not necessarily a sturdiest branch, those are the ones to be removing. But you also want to keep in mind that all of your fruit buds for this year are fruit buds that produced on your tree last year. So the more you remove, the more fruit you're essentially removing from your tree as well.
In terms of watering, is that very similar to what we would do with any newly planted tree?
Yeah, essentially. When it comes to trees, the root zone of your tree is going to be within the first 2 feet of the soil, and it's going to taper out past your drip line of your tree where the external limbs are reaching. That said, you're going to want to water that entire area thoroughly, keep it moist, but not overly saturated. And if you can take like a soil probe, just anything that can be poked into the ground and it can go down that 2 feet, that generally means that your ground has been watered well enough for that plant.
In terms of harvesting, anything to keep in mind there when we finally reach that part of the season?
It varies by the type of fruit that you're trying to harvest. That said, usually when it is time to harvest a fruit, they will detach from the tree very easily by just lifting it up at a 45-degree angle. Obviously handling the fruits softly and not damaging it or bruising it is going to be essential. And then not ripping apart your tree as you are harvesting stuff. The fruit's going to detach easily.
And if you have not planted fruit trees before, I'm assuming this is something we enter into with a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and also keeping in mind really how many trees we can handle at one time.
Yeah, so every type of tree that you're growing, especially with different varieties, they're going to have different considerations. There's going to be different care, different maintenance schedules associated with them. Generally, when it comes to fruit trees, there's always going to be some kind of fungicide or pesticide you're going to need to be applying throughout the year just to keep those pests off of the tree and to have the ample fruit production that you need. So keep in mind the maintenance schedule attached with these trees and how much time you're actually going to be able to devote to them.
That's Johnson County Horticulture Small Farms Agent Anthony Reardon. To learn more, watch the March K-State Garden Hour on selecting and planting fruit trees for Kansas. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.